This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. On Mondays, we like to talk big ideas, and Elon Musk says he's got one. The Tesla CEO says he'll reveal plans for the so-called Hyperloop on August 12th. He's described his latest idea for transportation as a, quote, cross between a Concorde, a railgun, and an air hockey table. Many expect the Hyperloop to also include pneumatic tube technology and transporting people and things with the help of compressed air tubes and capsules is far from new. Matt Novak is a writer for tech website Gizmodo, and he studied this. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the beginnings of pneumatic tube technology.
Well, you can date them back to the 19th century. They started showing up in things like banks and department stores. But when it comes to transportation, it wasn't until actually a 1972 RAND study that this sort of vision of high-speed trains traveling, crisscrossing the country actually popped up again. They actually came up with one plan where they'd be able to take a train from L.A. to New York in just over 20 minutes, which I think works out to about 14,000 miles per hour.
And this is not unlike what people are talking about in terms of what Elon Musk may be putting forward.
So it'll be really interesting to see. You know, one thing that is just as true today as it was in 1972 is that the report said that over 90% of the cost would come from the tunnel itself.
You got to build something airtight, right?
And you also need to tunnel under the ground for a great distance.
The man who first came up with an idea for a subway in New York first envisioned it as a series of pneumatic tubes, right?
Actually, you know, those ideas kept popping up throughout the second half of the 19th century. And it's less to do with the technology behind it. We have more or less the technology to make something like this happen. Mm. When you look at any particular vision of the future, there's so many things that are overlooked whenever we ask the question of where's my flying car, where's my Hyperloop? The answer is typically, well, technically we could make that happen. Just costs a lot of money, and there's not the political will for it.
Matt Novak is a writer for Gizmodo. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.